Firstly, Ollie, your general take and how that went?
Look, we're delighted with the result. It's a great result up here. There's not too many teams have come up here and turned them over. Like, you know, they've a great record against the teams in the top half of the division. I think they've won. That might be right in saying that they've beaten Cavendish, they've beaten Drogheda, Shelburne, Longford, and UCD. You know, here, like, and we knew how difficult it was and how difficult it was going to be. Look, we ran a look. Without doubt, in the first half, they had two very, very good chances. That the one that I think it was Keith Dalton pulled it past the post. Did another couple of half chances. In the second half, we probably shaded it as much as Kevin Teeley shaded in the first half. We probably shaded in the second half, and we eventually got a winning goal out of the set piece. But there's very little in the Kevin Teeley or proper side, and we'll take a lot of baiting, especially up here. Like,
yeah, you could see in that first half shades of why they've beaten the top side.
Yeah, absolutely. The serious players. I mean, you look at the experiences on the bench there. You know, as well as regards the management team. You know, if you're looking at Kieran Martin, you know, the likes of Conor Early, and then, you know, the proper players, Keith Dalton. You know, so you could go through and ream these lads then, you know, that have come in, that I don't know who the two or three of the subs that came on. They're the big catchment area to their credit, and they'll be forced to be reckoned with, you know, given time.
Did you ride your luck a little bit in that first half?
Yeah, absolutely. We got turned over in the first half, as I said. I think it was Keith Dalton that pulled the one past the post. You know, if he was nearer and hit it probably nearer the goal, it would have gone in. It was just, it looked like he was going in and drifted wide at the end. Did a couple of half chances as well, you know, from set pieces. And probably they could have gone in and deserved to be 1-0 up in the first half. But the second half, I thought we did better and probably shaded it. Did that mean we deserved to win it? I don't know. But they're fine margins, and no, thankfully we came out the right side of it. But, like, you know, we ran our luck, yeah, but we probably need a bit of luck through to get any result in this division, you know.
That goal from Keith came, as you said, from a set piece in the 78th minute. Probably just reward, because you had a lot of the pressure in that second half.
Well, yeah, in the second half, but, you know, in the first half we were looking to win the all, you know. But look, it's you need to move on in this division, you know. We're running out of games here to try and make any headway, and luckily we got out of here tonight, and, you know, thankfully we don't have to come back here, because it's a very difficult place against a very fine side that Cabin Teeley are. But we move on fairly quickly in this division.
How does this result stand for you now overall, building confidence? Obviously a way win.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's a crazy division. Like, you know, one week you're down, you know, the next week you're up. But we never get too carried away either way. You know, we never get too down. We never get, you know, if you like, carried away when we win. And we're fairly grounded. And we move on very quickly. God knows what's around the corner next weekend, and you don't know what things will turn up. But at least it gives us three more points, to put it that way to you. That's really the only important thing at the moment. Like,
you'd some strong performances enough tonight. I thought the likes of Mikey Place done well. He always puts his heart and soul into every game.
Yeah, look, there's a lot of lads. I mean, to be fair to them, we defended very, very deep at the end, where they threw bodies. They threw Conor Keeley up top, and, you know, the balls were flying everywhere. There's balls coming in from all angles, and Conor was getting thick ons, and Kieran Marty was buzzing. But they put their bodies on the line and got the blocks, you know, blocks and shots and touches away from them as the momentum grew. Like, but look, as regards individual performance, I don't think anybody cares. It's a matter of trying to get a few points on the board, which we did, thank God.
You avoided injuries tonight.
Yeah.
That's key.
Yeah, massive. Yeah, and we had three lads suspended here tonight, and they're suspended again next weekend, which isn't much help to us. But we need bodies, fit bodies, and thankfully we came through tonight. Well, from how we see, we've nobody that is carrying a knock, although stranger things have happened. But no, we're not aware, and the physio isn't aware of anyone, you know. So we got our rule there with a clean sheet that way, like, you know.
Your thoughts on how next week will go?
We're
talking about personnel there. That's the thing.
God knows. I mean, Drogheda are a serious side, and Tim has done a mighty job going in. Like, you know, they got relegated with us, and he got a lease of life out of them. But they're good players, proper players with pace, with strength, and up there is a very difficult place to go. They've already beaten us up there at the start of the season, and we will do well to get anything out of it by a shadow, you know, long doubt, or without any shadow of a doubt. But look, God only knows what it could take on a thing of its own next weekend. It's impossible to predict this division, and that includes that loan, believe you me, as we found out down there, you know, a number of months ago. And I think anyone predicting results in this division would be a brave man.
Another tough one away, yeah. United Park, but yeah, you'll relish the challenge.
Look, we, of course we'll go and try and get something out of every game, but that isn't the way it happened. You know, we tried to get something out of UCD before the break, and they ran right in the second half through their credit, and the same against Langford a few weeks earlier. It's very much up and down, to put it that way to you, and like we're up today, please God, we won't be down next Friday, to put it that way to you.
Well done tonight.
Thank you very much.